Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here. And are you guys not titillated today? Can it be a more exciting? I know last week was Good Thursday. This is Masters Thursday.
I know this is your Super Bowl.
This is, I mean, are you looking at the Azalea? I remember when you were watching it on your computer and Dick Harmon was,
I was ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I was just ahead of the game. Computer for golf.
Oh,
watching it on a screen.
Yeah, you get all the beauty on your computer.
I'm just trying to watch the match.
Hard not to think of Dick Harmon on this Thursday morning. He was so special and so he loved. I remember I said, well, because you couldn't... I forget what you couldn't do at Augusta. Oh, they couldn't cheer or make any noises. You get thrown out. And I was like, yeah, that prison, Augusta National. And he was like, prison? He was so taken aback that I would, mention the word Augusta with anything but reverence.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was so good. So good. And you can't help but think of all those things. When you're watching this morning, what a great morning. I just heard the promo for the golf tournament. The golf tournament is coming up, and Coors Light, we just found out yesterday that Coors Light is a sponsor. And so it makes that all the more special. You need to get to our website and sign up for it. It is going to be a special day, what with Coors Light. Just knocking down Coors Light after Coors Light. You are playing this year, right? Are you going to throw a frisbee or something?
No, I'll play.
I'll
bring some discs, too, so I can play them concurrently.
All right.
I want to be able to play with a golf club, and then I'll also throw a disc.
Yeah, you can throw a disc, too. If you hit if you hit the flag, you get to you guys made the putt,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a big – I mean, your team has – nobody has any chance against your team now.
No.
That'll be fun. Dell, is Dell playing?
No, he's going to sit this one out. He's got a show to do.
Well, he can take that off.
No, he wants to work.
AJ can do his show.
He's a worker, so he's going to work it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Are you going to watch Train Dreams again? Yeah. Dell's not going to golf.
I am not watching
Train
Dreams
again.
That's an easy one. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just didn't know why I watched it.
Well,
isn't that one and the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
Much like Train Dreams for you, golf pointless, and I don't know where it's going.
It's going to Augusta National. That's where it's going. That's where it's going today. Oh, and ESPN's got it all day long. I got to get out on a plane today because we're going to be back. We're going to be at East River Night tomorrow, so that is going to be huge. We'll be there. And then you guys will remember I'm taking Monday off. Monday off.
Monday of what?
After next Monday. This coming Monday.
Oh, no, we didn't remember. You haven't sent us an email.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Who'd
I
you
got
send
eye
it to?
Surgery, remember?
Oh, yeah. I do know that.
That's Monday.
He's got to get his eyes fixed.
Yeah, got to get my eyes fixed. Yep. So, Dr. Jeff Whitsitt, guy.
That's who did my eyes.
That's who did yours. Eyes, it was great. It's great.
It's great. Wait till you get the drip and the pill that they give you.
Well, yeah, I already did
I could
it.
Definitely I be. It a, oh, yeah. I could definitely be a junkie. I couldn't wait to get the second eye done. I was like, that is one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in the world. Is there a third eye you can do? Can you redo one of these eyes?
Which third eye are you doing?
I don't know. God. Whatever it takes to get to get that drip that I had. I was awake the whole time, and it was a weird dreamlike state I was in when he was doing the changing the lenses in my eye. I was like, you could feel him pulling on stuff, and you could hear music in the background, I think, and it was like really cold in there, and it was, I don't know, it was kind of a...
You had a weird sensation.
Well, it was just different. It's just...
Like you were, yeah.
Did you sense more than one person in the room?
It's eyes.
I thought
one guy has that's a whole eye surgery. They have somebody who's there helping.
I thought you were getting touched.
No. It wasn't like Seinfeld where Jerry wakes up and one of the guys buttoning up his pants from when he had his dental procedure that he's under for, and the nurse is buttoning up the top of her little nurse's outfit.
At least that was happening as opposed to, yeah. Anyway, so all of this, it's Golf Thursday, obviously, because of Augusta. But we have to, and the Astros have the day off, which is nice. They need the day off, right? That's nice. They really, really, really need a day off because holy crap, is it bad right now. Man, they are just not a good baseball team. Just not good. The one guy who continues is Christian Walker. Holy crap. This is the Christian Walker that Dana Brown traded for last year. And boy, is he good. Another two hits yesterday in what was a game that really, really was over in the second inning. Basically, it was just garbage. Just another garbage outing. You got swept by Colorado. You lost two out of three to the A's. The Angels.
They suck. The Astros aren't good. This is what I feared, and we'll see. But Christian Javier's career looks over. Let's just be honest. He lasted one inning, had to come out. Of course, he gave up a run that inning, and what was it, three hits? But Christian Javier doesn't look good. He had to come out. There's something wrong with his arm again, of course. Missed two full seasons with an arm issue. Pitched like six games last year. So basically missed the better part of three seasons. Already out now. Just another Astro whose career is over, basically. I don't know what it is with the Astros, if it has to do with spin rates. There is something inside the Astros organization. This cannot – it must get to the fundamentals of and philosophy of how they – handle their pitching staff and what they look for, because clearly these are dreadful injuries. I mean, cataclysmic injuries career-wise for Lance McCullers, which may be independent because his arm injury started years and years ago. But something creates it. Something created three different arm injuries, two different surgeries. Christian Javier, this looks terrible. Luis Garcia's career was ended, as an Astro before it even really got started very far.
Yeah. Guys were going to be the future.
Yes, and they were great. There was everyone, all of them had great moments.
Yeah.
And now Garcia's career is over. Potentially Javier's career is over as an Astro. I mean, depending on what we hear from, but he had to leave the game. McCullers is back, but he's missed chunks of multiple seasons or entire seasons. I think there's been three or four seasons he didn't even play in his career due to arm injuries. We know Verlander had something with the Astros that cost him a couple years. Like, this is just crazy. And then you have Blue Ball, who, man, does he look like not good.
No.
Blue Ball basically ended the game yesterday with his performance.
Yep. Yep. It's really bad right now. It's really, really bad when you have two pitchers who pitch one inning and give up an earned run and both lowered their ERA.
Yeah, Abreu, in case that's who you're referring to, I'm sure.
And Christian Javier.
Brian Abreu was able to keep a streak alive. Five appearances this year. Every one of them he's given up an earned run.
Yep. And it was, and he lowered his ERA four runs. Four runs he lowered his ERA by just giving up one in one inning. That's an ERA of nine over, a run an inning. That's an ERA of nine. And he lowered his ERA by four runs. Holy crap, has he been bad. It is just awful pitching-wise right now. And we'll see with Christian Javier. It's almost a blessing that Christian Javier, you go and rest. You can't send them out there every fifth day. You just can't. I guess Blue Ball is going to be the answer.
No.
Well,
how
I mean,
could he be the answer?
No. Well, what is the answer?
He'll be in the minors soon.
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander is a possibility. Blue Ball made the roster.
Blue Ball has stunk.
Yeah, I know he stinks. I know.
I mean, I'm not saying this won't turn around, but there's nothing that he's done that suggests we should just make him a starter now.
No, I don't know who. I don't know who you go to. I mean, I don't. Somebody from the minors. Yeah.
Well,
knows?
Okay. So he
you're pitched already two, out of two. You're already
he
out.
He pitched in three of his five outings. He only gave up one run.
John, we haven't even got. We're not even a month in, and you've lost 40% of your starting pitching staff.
No, no.
You're not even four. You're not even 1 month in, and 40% of your starters are gone. Yeah. Houston Astros baseball, lose your pitchers.
I know a man who just finished up a minor league start, going seven strong, not giving up a run.
Oh boy, Jason Alexander. That's Dell's guy. I mean, Dell.
I don't know why he didn't make the roster to begin with.
Well, I think they want him to get starts.
So he's got an opportunity to get starts now on the major league level.
Yeah, get some starts.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Lance, you requested a song to serenade Javier. Are we sure it's not just the Astros as a whole?
Well, what do you mean? Astros as a whole.
Like, you just want to say goodbye to Javier, but should we just be like...
No, it's 162 games. Dale, what you don't know about baseball is this is a marathon, and these games in April don't count.
You cannot judge a team until August 30th.
Yeah. These games in August not really that important.
What if I had judged them like February 15th, and all that's happening is confirmation of what I thought about them in February?
Well, that would make you a hater, and then you're looking for confirmation bias.
Yeah, or anything. Someone who just wasn't wrong just early.
Well, you were wrong the first week of the season.
Well, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You got the first week of the season. You split a series with the Angels, and you beat the
Red Sox. Dominating baseball.
What would you call this last week?
This week, not as much. You know, I mean, I think that it's not as it hasn't looked as good, and you know what, with one win in Sacramento and Colorado, two of the worst organizations in baseball, it's not. I don't think it looks as good to me.
This is one of the classics, John. The title of the song is "End of the Road." It's an appropriate title.
Now that we've come to the end of the road, Christian Javier.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just played this for Luis Garcia not that long ago.
It's true.
Dana Brown has got to be like, what in the hell? He's got to go home at night and say, Luno didn't have to deal with any of this crap. I mean, yeah, he had the trash can thing he got whacked for.
James Click?
James Click didn't have all these arm injuries. I mean, everyone had a Lance McCullers arm injury in their background, but... Click had awesome Luis Garcia. He had Cy Young candidate Christian Javier. Dana Brown comes here and everyone's arms fall off. Like literally all of the it's like getting a car with 200, you know, my dad gave my son Mason a car and like, you know, it's got a bunch of miles on it. This stuff's happening to it. I had to brake jobs done. I had to get a battery for him a couple days. That's what happens when the car is old, all these things, you know. Mm. And Dana Brown apparently got the old car.
He went
on Facebook
Marketplace,
and somebody said, hey, look at this sweet car. And Dana's like, that is a sweet car. And then he got it, and then it's like breaking down all over the place. Javier and Hunter Brown. And who knows when Hader comes back? Who knows? Who knows? John put Hunter Brown out 2 months yesterday.
Well, I got WebMD, or that guy that talks about sports.
Dana injury. Said 2 to 3 weeks, and John said 2 months.
Yeah. Who do you trust?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got a better track record on
these
sorry.
Things. I'm sorry. Dana has a track record you can't trust. And this whole thing is just...
John's got
I
a
can't
better track
believe,
record, if we're being honest.
I can't believe that two... road series into the season that it's this now you got Seattle.
Ooh.
You know what though, I was thinking about this. Historically, the Astros play poorly against bad teams. Historically, they don't get up for it. These guys need a good baseball team to make to get them up.
Well, watching Seattle.
Seattle, they take probably all four.
Seattle ain't helping that. They stink too.
Well, they are not good right now, but it's a good rivalry. This series will wake both these teams up. This series wakes both these teams up. You watch the Astros wake up. They don't love playing in Sacramento, really, in Colorado. When was the last big game in Colorado?
Never.
Right, never.
But why wouldn't the Mariners have woken up playing the Rangers? And getting swept by that.
Yeah, it's not a big series. Not a big series.
They should have treated it like a bigger series.
Well, and don't forget, a lot of their guys were in the World Baseball Classic. And if you're in the World Baseball Classic, you suck. That's why Jim Crane is the smartest owner out there. Yep. That's right.
Okay.
I said it.
John signing with Jim Crane. That's something we haven't seen before.
Good news. Our other team needs money for their stadium. So we'll do that. We'll do that on the other side.
All right? Three of them do.
Yeah.
We need a new baseball park, too, so that these guys stop. This one's on an ancient burial ground, which is why the arm injuries keep happening.
You think that?
I think that there is an ancient burial ground.
What about the world titles? What's that?
This is maybe the payback for that.
Okay.
Did somebody sell, instead of selling souls, did they sell UCLs?
You think they sold UCLs?
How valuable is a UCL to a demon?
I don't know. I
get a soul, but a demon comes up to collect UCLs?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It
could be like goose liver, foie gras. You know, it could be a delicacy in hell.
UCLs.
UCLAs are a delicacy.
The UCLs.
The ligament.
The ulnar collateral ligament.
Well,
the Tommy John ligament.
How's that prepared in hell?
I would imagine it would have to be sous vide or slow smoke. Okay. It's going to take a lot of time to get it tender. Well, actually, no. It appears to be a pretty tender thing already. It
falls off the bone.
Yeah, it's not hard. Actually, I'd imagine you just kind of flash fry it. Flash fry UCL. Yeah. Falls off the bone. Yeah. It is fall off the bone tender for the Astros.
Who'd have thought monkey brains were a delicacy? And yet, they are in places.
I've never had a monkey brain.
Yeah. No, but it is in some places.
I saw that in Faces of Death. Is that what you're working off of?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I don't know that that's being done anymore. I saw that in a Faces of Death video. You guys don't know about Faces of Death.
Oh,
that was the original. That was the OG. Do you know about that, Del?
Yes, it was a thing.
You do know about Faces of Death?
It was a thing.
Yes. I'm convinced you're like sinners. You're like Smoke and Stack. You're some vampire that's really 200 years old because you know everything that's happened from times you weren't even alive. You weren't born.
No, Faces of Death was a thing. I didn't watch any of them because I was a little kid, but I heard of them when I was a kid. Faces of Death.
Now watch, I'm going to say something to tie to that bridges the gap between John, who won't have heard of this, but you, who will have. What about Ogrish.com?
Nah, I'm out on that.
You don't know Ogrish?
No.
Yeah, that was gross. Basically, Faces of Death on the internet.
I didn't want to watch
real
gross
videos.
Things.
I saw a video of a Russian soldier getting his throat cut out, but I can't do this.
Okay, what
this is years ago, and I'm like, what is this?
What happened to going to break?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have to do that.
Yeah, it was, don't, kids.
Speaking of that.
They finally got rid of Ogrish.
Go to break.
And then it's the Masters. We'll talk about of all times to bring that up on Masters Eve. Not even Eve.
I was trying to tease how it's going to cost us money to keep the Rockets here, and here you are.
Well, Faces you know a place you can go to watch your Rockets and other things? Tom's Watch Bar.
Yeah, you can.
What?
And, you know, I saw some of the, we'll talk about it in a second, some of the designs that came out for Toyota Center. If you want to go watch your favorite basketball team here locally play, if you want to do that, Tom's Watch Bar is a great spot for you. It's downtown at Green Street. You can park at Green Street, and then you've got Tom's Watch Bar is the spot that is going to validate your parking. So they're paying for your parking for you. So when you go down to watch your basketball team, whether it's in person or you just want to hang out at Tom's where they have 65 different TVs in there, It's awesome. You go in and you pregame. They've got DJs. They've got music. They've got themed cocktails. They've got giveaways. Like, it's a big party. Every Friday and Saturday, they're throwing these big parties when there's a basketball game going. I think they're doing a baseball, too, as a matter of fact. But even if they're not doing it for baseball, I mean, it's an awesome spot to go watch your sports. We wound up a lot of televisions, right? As somebody who goes in, I've got to be able to sit wherever I sit and have my eyes on a different television. You know, the sight lines are really important, but also food and drink is very, very important. And then parking free downtown, that is a game winner for me, especially if you're going to the game to have free parking. Can't beat that. Tom's Watch Bar, Green Street. Validate your parking. Get great food, drinks, beverages, fun. Post-game over at Tom's Watch Bar as well, after the game's over. Go hang out with other fans and enjoy the action at Tom's Watch Bar.
ESPN 97.5. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Christian Javier injured yesterday. Not sure. I mean, he's been, his ego has been bruised the entire season because he just can't get anybody out. Jake Myers had to leave the game with lower back tightness as well.
So jinxed, man. Before we get to the Rockets, couple quick hits on Twitter. Coach Reese sent us an old video of Diana Russini just talking about how average her husband was. She doesn't post videos of him because he's average, and if he was beautiful, she would overpost pictures of him. And they were laughing about it on Get Up. And I was like, it's old. It's not, it's old, ugly. But interesting. Yeah. Why are you doing that? Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
We had when Jim Crane, Reese also says, when Jim Crane got rid of Leno, that was it. This is all Crane's fault. He needs to be held accountable. I think the arm stuff probably would have the team. If it's based on the team's philosophy with spin rates and curveballs and all that, if this has anything to do with it, I don't think Jeff Leno would have eventually run into these issues too. I don't think this is Dana Brown saying, let's do something different with our pitchers that caused their arms to get hurt. I don't think that's what this is at all. My wife puts a lot of beef UCLs in her pho. Delicious, says Dan. Yeah. It is a delicious seasoning.
She's
agent,
a pho so. Queen.
Yeah,
I'm not sure he was looking for that.
Yeah. Watching Last American Virgin. All I can say is, whoa, snorting simulated coke? I don't even remember that. So I don't even remember, Reese. All I remember is very specific stuff. I don't even remember all that. I don't know what's worse, Lance watching human beings be decapitated or Astro's arms falling off. And all I said to that was, it's a push.
I don't know about that. You're talking about loss of life versus
loss of career.
I don't know.
Well, not exactly.
You know, when you really look
and this is on dial-up too. Back in the day,
you're really looking to see people die.
I didn't know what I was going to say. I was like, this video isn't real. This is before I realized everything could be real on the internet, and now everything could be fake on the internet.
It's now flipped.
We've now come.
You know, I'm looking at the standings. I mean, we're looking at this with a glass half empty.
Oh no, we're
I'm
in it.
Looking at the standings.
we're in the mix.
I mean, the Astros got a better record than the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, the Royals, the White Sox, the Angel, the Athletics, and the Mariners. I mean, we're right there.
Who are you comparing them to?
The really good teams.
Those are good teams.
Yeah. I mean, organizations. So you're saying the Athletics never won anything? Okay.
I mean, you do know the Astros are in second place in the division right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're 6-7.
Game and a half out with 800 games to play.
John, do you know who's in
last place? Not sure you can make that up.
Do you know who's in last place?
Last place, Mariners.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Last place is the
Garbage
Mariners.
Organization.
4-9.
They're probably punching each other in the locker
They've
room.
They've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah. Our guys are close-knit.
Well, they can't be punching each other. They don't recognize anybody. Well, Who are you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well,
I remember you last year.
I want to say hi. Bleep you.
Hi, right? What's your name? My name's Bryce. Hey, Bryce, I'm Yordan.
Oh, those guys don't know each other.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see you last year. I was
You weren't around.
Like, I wasn't around last year when you were here.
You were hurt. I was in the minors when you were healthy.
When you came up, I was gone. We just kind of missed each other.
Passing in the night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else? The Rockets came out. I don't know. Who is the woman that was doing the interview? I don't know. I love that, though.
It's Catherine Levitt.
You know who the Texans? Hey, Timon, get out there. Get out there, Timon, and tell everybody how we need a new stadium.
You keep calling him Timon. Like, you don't know his first name, do you?
No.
Okay. Mike.
It's Mike.
What is it?
It's Mike Timon. You wouldn't say, hey, Roots, get out there. You just said Jamie Roots. This is Mike Timon.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Roots, out of here. It's Mike Timon. He's got a first name, John.
Oh. Hey, Mike, Timon, get out there. Tell everybody how we need a new stadium. Or we need a lot of money. Hurry up, guys, get out there.
Now, I like how the Rockets did. They went, you guys, wait till you see these renderings of what our stadium is going to look like.
This is incredible.
Watch this. Look at this. And like, whoa. My son Mason ran in yesterday. I saw the press release that came out. He's like, have you seen what the stadium's looking like? Whoa. And he's showing me all the pictures.
Yeah.
And so that's what the Rockets were smart. They're like, guys, wait until you see these pictures.
Right.
How sweet does this look?
I mean,
that looks incredible. So
it looks
when
too
is that
nice
gonna
to go to. I mean, it's
you like, don't feel like it's something you would watch sports in?
Yeah, it looks like it's real. Looks like my wife designed it or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
like it's part of the museum district.
Ooh, those tickets are going to be expensive.
Yeah, they're going to be. Yeah, they're going to.
If your wife designed it, those tickets are going to be expensive.
There's going to be a lot of gold there. A
lot of gold.
Yep. So it is
like a Saudi prince playing basketball there.
It's going to be really, really, really nice. Now, give us money. Give us money. Texans, give us money. Astros, give us money.
No, Texans have not said that.
Well, you think they're doing this all on their own? Stadium renovations?
The stadium stuff. Well, they haven't asked for money yet.
The stadium stuff is different than Toro Land.
Yeah,
it's different.
Toro Town.
No, it's not even Toro Town.
Toro District.
Yeah, Toro District. We called it Toro Town. Somebody said, "Yeah, I was joking. I think it was Tony made that name up."
It's a better name.
Yeah,
for the purposes of this show.
Yeah, it does sound more real, Toro Town, but. Yeah, no, any public money is going to have to be voted. That's a tricky. The fans aren't really 100% behind the billionaires right now or paying the millionaires. It's a lot tougher. This is one of the reasons why the Bears are going to end up in Indiana. Like, this is a really hard thing to get through to people. It's not easy to pass these. Kansas City, like, these measures are losing a lot in cities right now.
Yeah. Well, Chicago's in a lot worse place than economically than a lot of places. So, I mean, I can certainly see that. To ask billionaires asking for everybody for a bunch of money.
You probably know this, John. I did not know this. So my buddy who works with the Bears, I was talking to him the other day, and I said, Trey, he used to live in Hermosa Beach, and he moved back to Chicago. He's originally lived there. He lived in Hermosa Beach. He's the one that told me that. I told you this yesterday, his property taxes, you know, he gets your township, you can't fight him. It's a percentage of whatever your house is valued at, and that's it. Too bad, so sad. So his is $15,000 for his two bedroom condo he has, or two bedroom townhome that he has. And he lives way north. Like, he lives near the facility, and he lives a little bit north of the facility. And I said, how can you get into Chicago? He goes, let me put it this way. He said, because I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, do you go into Chicago? And then he told me that he told me he doesn't. So I asked him again a separate time, like, how often are you going now? He said, well, it takes me 55 minutes to go watch a Bucks basketball game. It takes me an hour and 15 to go watch the Bulls. He said, I am closer to the Bucks than I am to the Bulls.
Yeah.
Especially when you add traffic in.
Oh,
he
God.
Said, I don't go to Chicago. I'm so far north. And he said the facility is like 45 to 50 miles from downtown Chicago. Hallis is where the team is. They're 45 to 50 miles from Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's why Money Smith, when I was, you know, his brother is like I think he's the mayor of the town in Indiana, or he's a lawyer for the mayor or something like that for the town in Indiana. that's probably going to get the Chicago Bears. And he told me, it's the idea of that you're in Indiana. He goes, really? It's closer than any place the Bears could put a stadium. He said, the stadium in Indiana would be closer than any place the Bears could put a stadium.
Well, that's not true. Certainly not true. I mean,
he said that has public land.
If you're up north, you're not close.
Well, you know they're on the border, right?
Yeah. What?
The border is in Indiana.
Yeah,
it's the town.
It's still south. You're still south. That's not true.
It's what? It's not Gary, but it's around there. But he said it's no. He said
if you're on the north side of Chicago, you're not going to be closer than Soldier Field downtown. You're just not. I mean,
no. He said to create a new stadium, they can't create one downtown. There's no space.
Right. Well, they could do one on the north side. I mean, they were going to do it in Arlington, where the racetrack is, and that would certainly be closer for a lot of people.
Well, I think he said from downtown Chicago to this spot in Indiana is faster than it would be out to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but
that's what he said for Chicagoans who live in the greater Chicago, in the more restricted, like inside the loop, for example, in Houston, if you want to say that. He said it's closer, that place in Indiana, than it would be to get out to where the practice facility is, where you would be able to actually build a stadium. Like, really? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes,
well,
it's not
that's
great.
The same thing with Bridgeland, except for Raheel.
That's what it sounds like. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
What do you mean, except for Raheel? What does that mean?
Well, he's Raheel, closer. It's all he does is complain about how far Bridgeland is.
Wait, Bridgeland, he lives in Richmond.
I know.
He does. And he complains about how far it is, yeah.
Well, but where's Bridgeland? I thought it was north.
I don't really know where Bridgeland is.
I thought it's north.
Bridgeland is northwest, yes.
Yeah, Raheel's southwest. That's not going to be close to him. Yeah, he should complain. He'll be like 2 hours away.
But he's not going to Toro Town.
No, probably not. He probably will never go there. Yeah. Will I ever go there?
Probably not.
There's no women's volleyball there. He ain't going.
I guess I'll go to watch.
Are they going to have a women's volleyball team there?
I don't know if that's because, for people who don't know, the McNairs are invested in the pro women's volleyball team that's here.
So maybe there will be.
So maybe they do put a.
Maybe they will be.
Maybe they build.
What does that have
there
to do with Raheel also?
That's where he goes.
Oh, yeah. He takes his daughter there. She's a big volleyball fan and player. Yeah. So he has taken her
good
to
for him.
Pro volleyball.
Girl dad.
Yeah,
good.
Definitely he is.
He should care about that. That's I know grown men who care about cheerleading now. Well, they did when their daughters were in it. What are you going to do if your daughter likes doing it? You're going to spend your time at cheer competitions.
Yep, that's what you do. That's what you do.
Watching Bring It On.
Yep. And what do we do here? What do we do at ESPN 97.5? We do our payroll with HR&P. We do our HR with HR&P. We love what HR&P does for us. Listen, we have Laura, who's now part-time. And that's our entire HR and payroll department. That's it. That's how easy it is for us and how easy it can be for you. If your payroll department is growing and is just out of control, or if you are saying, wait a minute, how much are we paying for this? What are we doing? Let's take a look at something else. Take a look at HR&P. Let them come in and tell you exactly how much it's going to cost you every month. Or, you know, to get this to your payroll and your HR and your taxes done. By the way, it's a big part of this. A big part of this is your benefits packages. Because the admin companies that are putting their names on golf tournaments and huge campaigns, commercial campaigns, you know what they're doing? They're making money off of your benefits packages. You don't know that. You didn't realize what this hand is doing while this one's over here. But that's exactly what's happening. And HR&P ain't doing that. HR&P is giving you the best options for your benefits packages as opposed to selling you what the admin companies are selling you. So you're looking for the best way to get that payroll more economically, more efficiently, technologically, all of those things. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5-713-780-3776.
You know, today is Chris Vernon's Masters Update Day.
Oh, yeah.
His first Masters update will be on today. The famous Memphis tomorrow. Sports Radio. Yeah, we won't hear it till tomorrow. The Memphis Sports Radio host. He actually is not on radio. You know, he owns his own entity, like his own show. And he owns it and sells it. Chris Vernon, very, very smart, savvy business guy. Anyway, he has his own show. And he's been doing this for several years now, where he does a Masters update board, but he does it in like Memphis, you know, Memphis hip hop. I can't remember what the Memphis style is. Trap, not drill. That's Chicago. But anyway, and he has a green jacket on. He has a putter, sunglasses. He has people in. It's now he's got people in stuffed animal suits dancing behind him. It's really funny. If you never heard it, you should just Google, just YouTube Chris Vernon Masters update and just go watch one of them from the past. And he freestyles based on what the leaderboard is, and his producer like sets him up for stuff like that. Dell would never do that for you if you wanted a freestyle hip hop a Masters update board.
What are we talking about? He wouldn't freestyle it, but we did play.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Didn't we do the lyric thing with John, where John would do lap?
John or
would,
genius?
I forgot what we called it. John versus Genius, I think is what we called it. And he would break down rap lyrics.
Yeah, you would say what they meant. Is that what it was? I didn't get to hear.
I would
put the lyrics in front of him. He would read them, and then we would break it down. But John versus Genius is what we called it.
I love that idea.
Well, we did it. So don't just say stuff without having some.
But would you put sunglasses on and dance also?
Not for golf, no. I'm not Harry Douglas.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
Oh,
I ain't dancing for you people.
Yeah. Let me see if you guys agree with Jason Whitlock.
Oh, no. Is it about Joy Taylor?
No, it's about Diana Rossini.
I'll probably say yes, actually, on this one.
You do? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. This
I'll probably say no.
This it's Diana so Rossini, this Diana Rossini, Mike Vrabel ordeal is the latest consequence of what happens when you install women at the top of sports media.
Okay, that's not what I was.
They are underqualified and are forced to resort to other ways to advance in the field. Do you agree?
No.
You said yes.
No.
You said you agree.
I thought he was going to say something sensible, but I was wrong again. I don't know why I would think that. I don't know why I would think that. He's just going to go with the most salacious thing he can come
sensible.
With. Sensible. Yeah. No, I don't agree.
This guy?
I know a lot of...
peanut butter skin.
That guy you
and what was the new thing he said? I've seen her cans.
No,
I know what I would do with
that's
them.
Not what he said.
He said something that you pointed out.
No, he was referencing Joy Taylor again, and he said something along the line. She has used that big rack for us.
Yeah.
He said that. He didn't say he saw him, though.
No. No, I don't. I don't agree with that. I know too many women who do a good, like I said, Stacey Dales does a great work. Judy Batista. I just said NFL Network, James Slater. I know a bunch who do a really, really good job, who hustle. So, no.
What exactly makes you I'm actually asking, what makes you qualified to be an insider? Like, what are the requirements for you?
The requirements is you have to suck up to people.
But before you get into the business, because I'm assuming he's suggesting she didn't put in the work as a. You know, education-wise, to be able to do it? What's the requirements to be an insider before you become one?
Yeah, by the way, you know how you become an insider is you curry people's favors. The only way you become an insider is for people on the inside to talk to you. And the only way you do that is you have to protect them. Sometimes you have to grant them certain, you know, and like, I'll hold this until this. I'll hold this. Now, Adam
has to trust you.
They have to trust you first and foremost. Adam Schefter was a reporter for years for the Denver Post, right? So, you know, it used to be you got in that way. I don't know where Sham Sharania came from. I don't think he reported for certainly any newspaper. That's not going to be where they come from anymore. Diana Rossini writes for The Athletic, but a lot of times it's been reporters who develop a rapport and then they just kind of expand that rapport. They go to league meetings and all that stuff and they meet a bunch of people. But to be an insider, as John will know, just both of us have broken stuff before. You have to, like, it's a really delicate line that you have to cross. And without question, you do, all these insiders, to an extent, have to play a game where they have to, you know, there's some give and take with agents and with executives. And you have to hang on to certain things. You have to put certain things out that you may not want to, but you have to, you do it anyway. It's you're kind of beholden to them in some instances, without question. Now, I will say, somebody else had a comment about Diana Rossini, and for those who don't know, she was. There's pictures of her with Mike Vrabel, Page Six in New York. The New York Post got it. TMZ went with it. I don't know how they got the pictures. Somebody probably just shot them on a camera phone and sold
them. Some people
him.
Think a private investigator was the way this went down.
Oh. Well, somebody sold it to them.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, somebody made money
but
off those pictures.
But people are suggesting that it wasn't random. There was a...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe yeah. So. But the whole story was they, you know, they say, well, they were there on, you know, they just happened to run into each other. And there's a lot of, there was a group of friends, and you don't see that in the picture, and it was just two friends. And Mike Vrabel had a great answer. He's like, look, I've had a great relationship with her forever. He said, I saw her, was happy to see her. You know, we said our hellos, and that's it. I'm not even going to dignify this. Then they go on to say, well, three eyewitnesses say there were no one else with around any of them and blah, blah, blah.
And where they were, you only get access through a room, like a private room. Where they're at the top, that one of those pictures, allegedly, that's the only way you get access to that part of the resort is through a room that you'd have to purchase.
Well, so the point is that somebody else, Boomer Esiason, made yesterday. So Boomer Esiason was on his radio show, and Boomer said, the problem you have here, he goes, it's not the salacious stuff. He goes, that's not the problem. The problem is the credibility now for Diana Rossini. Because you look like you are this deep in with one of your sources or with a contact. Like, that's too, he goes, that's you, your credibility, you don't have the same level of credibility. Here's what Boomer doesn't understand, though, is me and Boomer and probably John and I don't know, you, Dell, maybe. Some of us are working off of what is an older standard of credibility. Credibility is not necessarily a big deal anymore. You don't have to have credibility. You try to create your own brand and your own credibility. You try to create your own credibility. You don't try to establish it and maintain it with a certain standard, because what new media is going to do is they want to just be friends with coaches, be friends with players. The idea is not to rock the boat. The idea is kind of pom-poms, friends, and you don't want to. You want to have access, and one of the best ways to get access where it used to be you had to work your way up to get access, you can get access maybe a lot quicker if you are willing to play the game. And playing the game means, you know, I don't want to say bootlick, but you've got to, you know, you can't really talk bad about the teams. I've talked to, and I get it, you know, people want to get into the business of media, and you do whatever you got to do. I totally understand that. It's just different. It's different than what the standards were. So this idea of credibility that Boomer's talking about, that's really going to be out the door for a lot of people. They don't care about that. Just give me whatever information I need. I don't care how you get it. I don't care about your credibility. I don't care about any of that stuff. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who are 20-something who say this Vrabel stuff is just, it's just fun little gossip. You know, oh, this is fun little Twitter gossip for us. Credibility about their reporting, they're not going to care about that. A 27-year-old is not going to care about Diana Rossini's credibility. I promise you. He didn't care about that at all.
And there's all kinds of clips of her coming out and apparently on,
old ones,
on
yeah.
Get Up, how her husband is just average.
I don't post pictures of him because he's average. If he was beautiful, average. I would overpost. That that was from last fall.
Right.
And that's
right,
her joke,
but
and that's her
it's
little
not,
bit.
That's
but
not the bad. Only one. Yeah. There are multiple.
Yeah, it's her bit is she goes after her husband for being kind of a schmo, and now it looks really, really bad.
And then apparently she said, I had such a good time in Miami, I don't tell him. I haven't told him half of what we did. I
mean, her mom said her husband should get a girlfriend on the side or something like that.
Speaking of which,
she told that story one time. It's not great. Diana probably should not be talking about that.
Right. Speaking of which, did you guys see Nikki Glaser's interview?
With who?
With the Call Her Daddy woman.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki's so raw. What did she say?
Well, she said she likes her boyfriend to have other women.
She likes to
know
that.
I'm familiar with that. She's talked about it in her stand-up.
Yeah.
She talks about a lot of stuff in her stand-up. Literally nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
Her own body parts, very, very specific commentary about her own body. Very specific. Could be 7 minutes of her set.
Wait a minute. Here's breaking from Football Crave.
Football Crave?
Yeah. Mike Vrabel on his recent affair with Diana Rossini. It was a mistake. I had a few drinks, and I thought it was Kay Adams.
Oh, that's ugly. See?
That's terrible.
That's awful.
It's terrible.
Not a credible source.
That's not Football Crave. Crave is not credible, John.
That's, if it's on Twitter, it's accurate. I'm sorry.
Was Football Crave spotted with Mike Vrabel at some Arizona resort, too? So how can I trust anything Football Crave says without knowing how deep they're in with Mike Vrabel?
I don't know.
It's Fairdale.
You can't. You just can't. You just can't be sure about anything anymore. All right, 703-780-3776. I got Dell. It says Houston here. There's a lot of Houston places.
Not I imagine sure. It would be Powder Coaters.
Okay. That's what I thought. Houston Powder Coaters. I want to talk about Robin and what she does for the city of Houston. You know, we got this little soccer tournament coming up in the city of Houston.
Little soccer tournament.
This little thing, I don't know. Everybody's all excited. Whatever. It's a soccer game.
The World Cup?
Kids are kicking the ball back and forth or something. And we got to look our best because we got, are you kidding me? You know how many people are going to be coming to the city of Houston and seeing Houston for the first time? And it's going to look great. And in large part, it's going to look great because of Houston Powder Coaters. And Houston Powder Coaters is awesome. Houston Powder Coaters takes care of not only the city of Houston, but the Woodlands Waterway. I mean, all over. If you can hear our voice, pretty much Houston Powder Coaters has touched your area. Houston Powder Coaters, absolutely free pickup and deliver whatever it is, metal that you want. It's obviously a lot of patio furniture, a lot of that, because that goes bad. It's sitting outside, the weather hits it, whatever. If you buy new patio furniture, send it over to Houston Powder Coaters first before you even put it outside. And you know how long it's going to last? It's going to last a lifetime because Houston Powder Coaters takes care of it and protects it, protects that metal. Metal's not as good as it used to be, so you might want to also keep whatever metal that you have, whatever patio furniture that you have right now, because it's better than the metal that's being put out there. And how do you do that? You send it to Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters, the biggest, the best. We love them. You will love them too. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.